Wave Sound Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Flawed Hero by Chris Masters, narrated by David Tredinnick. The dedication reads, "To my grandchildren." Truth is not what you want it to be. It is what it is, and you must bend to its power or live a lie. Warrior philosopher Miyamoto Musashi. Pseudonyms. Australian Special Forces personnel have protected identity status. As such, the Federal Court identified witnesses by numerals, persons 1 to 100 plus. In addition, a civilian witness, via a suppression order, came to be identified as person 17. In this manuscript, to help listeners follow the story and add a hint of personality, the numbered soldiers have been given pseudonyms, evening court transcripts and other quoted materials. The pseudonyms do not represent a precise definition of the witness. A rumour of war crimes. The common representation of investigative journalists at work involves sneaky meetings with deep throats in underground car parks. People telling us stuff, which is then converted into breathless revelations. It is sometimes like that, but more often interactions are abstract, and the discovery process is internal. Lots of engagement with truth-tellers and liars, and lots of reading between the lines. The investigative journalist's beat is quicksand and shadowland. Mostly, it is about figuring something out. And that is how this one went. It was the 11th of September 2011, the 10th anniversary of the terrorist attacks in the United States that triggered Australia's longest war. I was finding my feet in the Australian Special Forces compound, Camp Russell, having arrived a few days earlier. It was my third embed with Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. To the soldiers, my presence was unthinkable. That a journalist would have the code to the keypad entry at their uber-secret enclave. At many stages up to this point, it was unthinkable even to me. But there I was, the first and, as it happens, the last journalist to be granted access. The simple explanation is trust. My reporting over the preceding decade had been supportive of the soldiers and their mission. I never thought we were on the wrong side in Afghanistan. I believed that, back at home, our country's humanitarian objectives...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?